Welcome to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in cooperation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Their goal is to win the lost, disciple Christians, set the captives free, and see the sick made whole. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org. Now, here is Pastor Gary Culp with today's message.
Well, good afternoon. The Lord bless you. What do we know for sure? God is good all the time. All the time, God is good. Let's pray for souls. Well, Father, we want everyone to go to heaven, so we're going to at least pray for every boy and girl, man and woman in the state of Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. We're also, Father, praying for their past, present, future spouses. We're praying for all the children they have now in the future and their family members. All grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. All great-grandchildren they have now in the future and their family members. By faith, in you, Lord Jesus, in your name, we are sending the Holy Spirit to convict every person of sin, righteousness, and judgment according to your word. Lord Jesus Christ, please reveal yourself to each person, your incarnation, your perfect life, the great miracles you did, your death, burial, and resurrection, your precious atoning blood, the revelation and understanding by your stripes we were healed would come to every boy and girl, man and woman. And yes, Father, they'd humble themselves before you, repent of their sins, receive you, Lord Jesus, as Savior and Lord, being gloriously born again from above. And then, Father, we pray you give every person to a good Bible-believing teaching church that then be baptized in water, receive the baptism in the Holy Spirit. We're praying for all Christians to become true disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're crying out, Father, for every demon-possessed, demonized, and captive person to be set free. And yes, Lord Jesus, all the sick to be healed from every sickness, disease, pain, injury, pestilence, in Jesus' name. And yes, Lord, your people to receive and to walk in financial abundance, prosperity, debt cancellation of their debts, the full blessing of Abraham, whom God blessed in all things. And we agree for that in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we want to pray for our nation. We say, God bless America. Heavenly Father, you are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We love you and praise you and we bless you. We declare by faith, Lord Jesus Christ, you are Lord of our lives, you're Lord of our families, you're Lord of our church, you're Lord of our cities, you're Lord of our states, and you're Lord of this nation. Father, we're crying out for the end time revival. Lord, let that be the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. May millions of boys and girls, men and women come into the kingdom of God and get saved, discipled, delivered, and healed before it's too late, Lord. We cry out for that right now in Jesus' name. Father, we love and bless your servant, Donald Trump and his family, J.D. Vance and his family, all Donald Trump's cabinet appointees, past, present, future, and their family members. Father, if any of them are not born again, spirit-filled believers, we're crying out for them right now. You'd grant them the grace of repentance and faith in you, Lord Jesus, and to be filled with the Holy Spirit and be made whole. We pray your hand will be upon them, Father, and whether they understand it or not, Lord, they would make all their decisions based upon the truth of your word and our Constitution, and you would give them great grace and great boldness in all that they do. Father, you're giving us many warnings about this end times, so we continue to agree together, asking your mighty hedge of protection and angelic protection about our power grid. Father, please protect our electricity, our gas, our oil, our coal. Please, Father, protect our water tables, which includes the water in our wells and our city water. And, Father, we're getting desperate for rain. We agree rather right now, Father, everyone who's listening at our homes and our cities, we're praying for 2 to 3 inches of good soaking rains. We're praying for cooler temperatures. Father, we command this high dome, Father, which is bringing unprecedented heat, to dissolve and get out of the way. And we call forth a low front, Father, or system, whether it be from the north, west, or south, Father. Cooler temperatures, Father, and abundance of rain. And we're agreeing for that right now. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we ask you to protect our food supply, our farms, our farmers, our food production plants. We agree together, Father, that you would allow no person, no group, or nation to in any way poison, hack, diminish, destroy, or evil effect in any of these resources. And Father, if any person, group, or nation tries to do that, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil, you would stomp them. And we agree for that in Jesus' name. Father, we agree together that there will be no centralized digital currency until after the rapture of the church, and dollar bills and cash will be strong until that time. Father, continue to bless Donald Trump and his administration and the ICE agents as you continue to expose and to drive out of our country every terrorist, every foreign soldier, every prisoner, every pedophile, every drug trafficker, every sex trafficker, every pervert. Everyone who has come into America to do evil and harm, you're bringing into the light and you're driving them out of this country to return no more. And we declare that in Jesus' name. Also, Father, we want to pray for the Jewish people. We love them and we bless them. Father, I ask in Jesus' name you would remove the blinders and scales off their hearts and minds. They would see, Lord Jesus Christ, that you are their Messiah. You are their Savior and Lord. And they'd humble themselves, repent, and get gloriously born again and spirit-filled. According to your word, Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Father, we agree with you in the book of Genesis. You have given the nation Israel all the land of Canaan. Father, restore all that land to them and give that revelation, knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to the Trump administration. And Father, if anyone tries to harm or do evil to the Jewish people or the nation Israel in a way, shape, or form, you would stop them. And if they persist in their evil, you would destroy them. And Father, that's according to your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray and decree it, and we say thank you. Amen. All right. Well, this afternoon, we're going to be in the book of John, chapter 14, I think talking about some very exciting things. I hope you understand and believe, if you study prophecy and end time signs and keep up with things, that we're in the last of the last days. Jesus is coming very soon. The rapture of the church is just around the corner. Again, the vehicle, even though Donald Trump has been used of God to turn back many wicked things, or at least temporarily turn them back, AI is going full forward. I've started hearing a few reports, AI messed up this, AI messed up that. And again, I want to tell you, the people who made it, very smart, a lot smarter than me, have said, we don't know why, but sometimes AI lies and does things we don't tell it to do. Now, these are the makers of it, okay? These are the people that help program into AI, okay? Well, how could that be? Because there is a demonic portion to AI. It's in the spirit realm. Who's in the spirit realm besides God? The devil. Okay. It's going to be AI that the Antichrist and false prophet use to run their one world government, to make people take the mark of the beast. And so, and then making all these data centers, I'm just telling you, we're so very, very close. And AI is going to be the vehicle that the Antichrist and false prophet used to have that one world government. The good news is we're going to be out of here. But we need to understand, because we're coming close to election season, you really need to understand that socialism, Marxism, and communism, all these systems were born in hell. They're from the devil. They're evil. They're not of God. The word progressive means you've got one foot in hell, and if you die, you're going to put your next foot in hell. It's a contradiction of the Word of God. It's a contradiction of the absolute truths of the Word of God. And there is none of these systems that have ever succeeded in any nation but to destroy America. Socialism has been introduced into our education system, even into some of our religious systems, seminaries. So the devil is attacking on every hand to try to take this nation down. So we need to pray for that great harvest and get ourselves ready and our families ready, because we'll be out of here very soon. So I pray you're taking this seriously. Now let's go to John chapter 14. Jesus says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." Now Jesus had just told Simon Peter he's going to deny him three times. Jesus has let him know that he's going to have to go to the cross. Thank you, Jesus. Die for the sins of mankind and raise again. Remember, no cross, no salvation. So yes, Jesus has got to go away, and he did go away. He went to the cross for you and I. He loves us. And remember, only person Jesus ever saves is dirty, rotten savers, sinners like me and you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you for your blood. But he's telling him not be troubled. And yes, especially in these last days, there's a lot of things to be troubled about. Let's remind ourselves real quick. Remember in Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And there's so many false religions out there today. And shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. That's today. We're at war today with Iran. Did you know that? See that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes. And you know, some of those pestilences, even in the Greek, Richard tells us, these can be man-made pestilences. Remember like COVID that was made in the Wuhan lab in China? And Dr. Fauci helped to bring it about? And it's coming to light, isn't it? See, I mean, understand, evil people, the only thing that's keeping the one world government away is the destruction of America. Now, under the Biden administration, we were going down the tubes. Good was being called evil. Evil was becoming good. Every common sense thing, normal, that was right or wrong, was being called the wrong thing. I mean, you know, it was getting where you couldn't look at a man and call him a man, or a woman, call him a woman. I mean, what kind of depravity? Well, Romans 1 says reprobate minds. The left is completely reprobate because Satan is Lord of the left. Jesus is Lord of the right. You need to understand that. That's just the absolute truth. In fact, Jesus says to those on the right hand, enter into my glory. He says to those on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting hell prepared for the devil and his angels. And the only way you get on the right is by repenting of your sins and receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord, being born again into the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is right, and Satan, his kingdom, is left. And it's been that way since the fall. So do you understand that? Okay. So some of these pestilence, and they're planning another one. Oh, yeah, they're just right now already planning the next pan or a plandemic to kill millions of people. Because, see, these one world people think there's too many people. What, 8 billion people on planet Earth? They want to get it down to less than a billion. So what do they have to do? Kill you and I. And these are supposed to be intellectual, smart people. They're not. They're servants of the devil. Many of them worship the devil. And yet their underlings in their party think they're wonderful, smart, college-educated people. They must know what they're talking about. That's just not the truth. Isn't that sad? So we're praying against the next pandemic, but it will come. Jesus said it's going to come. But we can delay it, and we can make sure that we don't get killed by it. Amen? By trusting God, being covered, protected by the blood of Jesus, walking in divine health and wholeness, spirit, soul, and body. Okay? But Jesus said pestilence and many man-made pestilences. Okay? And earthquakes. They're going crazy in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. It's been unbelievable, the persecution against the Jewish people. You know, the Bible tells us that in the last days, all nations will turn against Israel. And that's why God's going to sock it to them, to all those nations. Right now, because we have a godly president, we are for Israel, and we have certain blessings just by supporting the nation Israel. But very soon, could be in even the next election, we could be out of there here before then. And then only candidates will be left will be devil candidates. Only thing will be left is the left. You understand that? Once we're out of here, the only thing left is the left. But again, even God's going to save some people during the tribulation. Remember the 144,000 Jewish evangelists? Remember the two witnesses in Jerusalem doing great miracles? Remember in the book of Revelation, the angels preaching the everlasting gospel? So some people will get saved, and they'll get their heads chopped off. Well, what religion is it that chops off heads? Do you know what religion that is? Okay. Kind of gives you a little indication of who the Antichrist will be. Okay. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Then shall many be offended. That's going on now. And shall betray one another and hate one another. And many false prophets, thousands, shall rise and deceive many. And because iniquity, and that's another good word, be lawlessness, shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. You know, I hear a lot of Christians say, what's the use? You're in this verse. No, Jesus is wonderful. Jesus is good. He's called you to love and serve him until he takes you out of here. And to the best degree you can, through your prayers and testimony, to win the lost, disciple Christians, set captives free, and heal the sick. So you need to keep going. Full speed ahead. And he that endure the end, the shame shall be saved. So we see we're in those end times. Also remember, and this should be very familiar to you too, 2 Timothy 3. Again, we're in the last of the last days. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. In other words, great stress and trouble were there. For men shall be lovers of their own selves. You know, taking selfies all the time. It's all about me and mine. Covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers. Boy, even the movies, they keep using God's name in vain. No fear of God. Disobedient to parents. Unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. You know, the most natural affection is the love that God gives a mother for her baby. I thank God that abortion has been neutralized in many ways, but it's still going on. Devil people still want to kill their babies. Of course, they're going to hell unless they repent. Truth breakers, false accusers, incontent and fierce, despisers of those that are good. Oh, yes, that's out there. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power of it. Boy, that could be a message right there. From such, turn away. So when Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled, there's a lot of things that could trouble our hearts. But again, Jesus says, hey, I've made a great provision for you. Let's go. He says, you believe in God, talking about God the Father, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, dwelling places. Do you know that's a great thing when you die? Do you know anybody that's died in the Lord? They're in their dwelling place and mansion. Oh, wonderful. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. So Jesus tells us, I've got to go, number one, for your salvation, but I'm going to make a beautiful place in heaven for you. Okay, Jesus, that's great. I'm not going to be here forever. Yeah, I want to be with you forever. I want to be in that nice place in heaven. Yeah. And if I go and prepare a place for you, he did, I will come again. Oh, that's the rapture. Woo, baby. And receive you, that's the born again believer, unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. You know what the greatest thing about heaven it will be, and not the streets of gold, not the dwelling places, not the fellowship with family and friends who are Christians who went on in the Lord, it's Jesus. Forever with Jesus, who loved you, who created you, who redeemed you. Oh, Christian, you have a great future, and Jesus is letting us know about that right now. And he says, where I go, you know, and the way you know. Now, I'm so glad Thomas asked this question, verse 5. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? I've been preaching over 43 years, so I must be at least 45, right? This is the verse I use more often because it's such a definitive verse on how to get to heaven and who's going to heaven. It's one of those verses. I think it's one of the most important verses in the Bible. Here it is, John 14:6. Jesus said unto him, he's talking to his disciples, I am. See, basically Jesus saying, I'm God. I am the way, not a way, the way. The truth. You want truth? Can only be found in Jesus Christ. And the life. That means eternal life. That means having an everlasting life now and then in the future throughout all eternity. See why you need Jesus? And then Jesus makes it quite clear. No man, that means no person, comes to the Father, that's Heavenly Father, Jehovah God, but by me. The only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ. God came down from heaven, became man, still fully God and fully man, and his name is Jesus Christ. And only Jesus Christ died on the cross, shed his blood, and paid for the sins of mankind. And only through Jesus can your sins be forgiven, have eternal life, and now have fellowship with God the Father, Jesus Christ, and yes, sweet communion with the Holy Spirit, who comes to regenerate you and live in you forever. Oh, God is so good, but it's all found in Jesus. You know, Peter, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, tells us in Acts 4:12, talking about Jesus in verse 10. But verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name, that's Jesus Christ, under heaven. That means all over the earth. The only place, the only name given among men whereby we must be saved. That means being born again. That means become a Christian. Only the name of Jesus Christ, and again, it's the Bible Jesus that the Holy Spirit bears witness of, can save us. So I pray that you know Jesus is your Savior, and if you don't, do that today. I'll lead you in a prayer in a minute if you're really serious. Then verse 7, Jesus says, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, you know him and have seen him. Did you hear that? Jesus told the disciples, you've already seen the Father. I'm glad Philip spoke up. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been such a long time with you? And yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me, Jesus Christ, hath seen the Father. Father Jehovah God. Did you know that? And how sayest then, show us the Father? Now, this will make more sense if you throw in verse 10. Remember, you always got to keep reading, okay? Jesus says, believest not that I am in the Father, makes sense, and the Father in me. The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. You know, as I was studying for a message of this, it dawned on me. I learned something new. I've always told people, and I was very correct, that Jesus did everything he did through the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Again, let me back that up. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, you better believe it, who went about doing good. You and I are supposed to do that too. And healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. But you know, I didn't pick up on this. Jesus just didn't do the things he did by the power of the Holy Spirit. Father God was doing those works through Jesus. Let me read it again. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Jesus did his miracles by the power of the Holy Spirit and by the power of Father God directing him and enabling him. Woo! So I learned something new. It wasn't just the Holy Spirit, Father God dwelling in him. You see, it's an amazing thing about God. Father God is on the throne. The Bible tells us that. At the same time, he was in Jesus. At the same time, if you read the prayer in John 17, he's in every person who knows Jesus as their Savior and Lord. Also, Jesus Christ. Where's Jesus right now? He's seated at the right hand of the Father. That's where he is. At the same time that Jesus, because he is God, is at the right hand of the Father, the Bible tells us Jesus lives in every Christian. Well, I can already tell you we're going to have part two on this message, but it's good, so we'll do that. Remember Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, the last part? Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's read the whole verse. To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. Here it is, the mystery. It's getting revealed. Which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The only people going to go to heaven are those that Jesus Christ lives in. And Jesus only comes in by invitation, as you by the power of the Holy Spirit or conviction of the Holy Spirit repent of your sins, which the Holy Spirit convicts you and makes Jesus real to you, and you yourself receive Jesus, and you establish a relationship with Jesus when you receive him as Savior and Lord and are born again. You know, Paul backs that up. We wonder why he was so successful. Galatians 2:20. Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Now, don't stop there. Yet not I. Here it is. But Christ liveth in me. That's true of every born again Christian. And the life which I now live in the flesh, as in his body, I live by the faith of the Son of God. That's Jesus. Who loved me and gave himself for me. So you see how big God is? Jesus can be at the right hand of the Father interceding for you, and he can live in every Christian. He can still manifest himself to people through dreams and visions. Oh, God is big. But the key is Jesus is the only way to heaven. Verse 11, he says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. Now, next week we'll look at this more, but I'll go ahead and read the verse today. So keep in mind these things for next week. Verily, verily, I say unto you, Jesus Christ speaking, he that believeth on me, Jesus Christ, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do because I go to my Father. Well, did Jesus go to the Father? He did. Let's throw in two more verses. And whatever you shall ask in my name, we have authority to use the name of Jesus, that will I do. Who's going to do it? Jesus will do it. That will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Well, that sounds good. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now we're going to have to take some time to break this down. But just like the Father was in Jesus and the Holy Spirit in Jesus, allowing him to do the great miracles that he did, proving that he is the Son of God, proving that God loves us, that he is the only way of salvation, Jesus can live in you and I. And we can know we're going to heaven because Jesus Christ lives in us and he's given us eternal life. Does Jesus Christ live in you? Do you want him to live in you? If so, pray with me right now. I see it, Father. I believe your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins and rose again. I confess that I'm a sinner. I understand, Lord Jesus, it was your blood that paid for my sin debt. So, Jesus, I'm coming to you. I want you to live in my life. In fact, I give my life to you, and I repent of all my sins and accept you now as Savior and Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast of Exceedingly Abundant Ministries in corporation with Bethel Worship Center of Joplin, Missouri. Bethel Worship Center is located at 3125 West 20th Street in Joplin. Weekly service times are Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 6:30 p.m. For more information, visit their website at betheljoplin.org or send an email to Pastor Gary. His email is garyculp@yahoo.com. Please join them again next week as they continue to expound on God's truth in a relevant and practical way.